Pat Gowth here in Kirkcaldy, and you are going to tee off at this hole that we're at. And yeah, this looks a bit unusual compared to standard golf, isn't it? The club and the ball as well. So yeah, just describe it in as much as you can.
Pat Gowth's essentially one club and a ball. It doesn't have the same technical challenges as golf, so no coaching needed. It's fun and simple to play. So we see that as a massive way forward to support mental health and well-being. So let's have a go.
Let's go for it.
Up it goes. Not bad. Right side of the hole.
Yeah, a good distance. Yeah, absolutely. You seem to be, as far as the Scottish context is concerned, I mean, this game is played in Japan and America, but you seem to be a bit of a pioneer here in Scotland, you know, having this version of golf.
Yeah, that's true. We discovered this. One of our members, Ken Smith, discovered this on online search for golf clubs. We discovered our Calgary Golf Club on sale for £1,000 and wondered and researched it a bit more. And he found it was a park golf club. And then he delved further and discovered the game of park golf. Hence the start of our journey to introduce park golf to Scotland.
And as I just said there, it's Japan, North America where this is only really played at the moment.
That's right, Japan and America, USA. So we can rightfully claim, in terms of our research, that this is the only place outside of Japan, America, where this game is going to be played for real. So really excited about that.
Exciting.
Getting closer.
Yeah, just about there as well.
What we did back before the start of the pandemic was to enter into discussions with the club manufacturer. And they were delighted to say that St Andrews Golf Company came on board. St Andrews Golf Company are the oldest handmade club manufacturers in the world. So we're delighted because they have the symbol of Nicol Eagle on the sole of the clubs. And we can claim that we have that in our own clubs, so we're delighted to have them on board. Overshot. But the conversations have been going on for a wee while now. But what made this possible was the grant funding from the Community Health and Wellbeing Fund, sponsored by the Scottish Government. So we were able to receive £10,000, and that's got us off and running regarding the purchase of clubs and balls. Hey, that was good. That was a par. Let's move on quickly. by the form's still there.
But I have to say, though, this is, like, watching you play this is very much a very fun version of golf. You know, this is a version of golf where, you know, it's virtually anybody could play it.
We've already started to get feedback on that. And a lady had her 3 grandchildren out actually yesterday. And she borrowed the clubs from me because they're not publicly available yet. And she took them from me. On understanding she's going to play a round of park golf, and it started raining heavily in the afternoon. I thought, that's not going to happen, you know, I said, surely not. And when she brought the clubs back to me at 6 o'clock at night, she said, the grandkids had a great time. I said, you went out to play? Yeah, we went out to play. She said, amazing. She said, the kid really loved it. In fact, what they did was, they saw it as being better even than the crazy putting, crazy golf. They see that as almost an enlarged version, and they really want to try it again.
Brilliant. Let's see you get a par here.
Again? that's 2 in a row so far. Up it goes. No, but we've been partnering with Alzheimer's Scotland, and also Nourish, and also with Active Fife. And these contacts, and when they've come out to try it, have been amazed at the facility here, and actually, as you say, how simple the game is to play and the fun they take from playing. So we're totally excited, and over the next few weeks and months, we'll be enlarging the involvement and making sure that people are real go at this.
How much potential does this version of golf have in Scotland, where, you know, Fife is the home of golf up at St Andrews?
Well Fife is endowed with golf courses, as is Scotland, but perhaps not as many have as 6-hole courses or shortened courses. This game wouldn't be so easily adapted, if you like, to a main course, but you could shorten the holes and play half of a full hole, if you like, if it was to be played that way. But the main point about park golf, it could be played where there's any grass area. So what we're discussing now with Active Fife is taking this game out to care homes, whereby we'll take out holes, cut holes, put flags in, maybe just off 3 holes, and the people there, the customers there, can get involved and try it, as you know, for what they want to do, for as long as they want to do it. In fact, we've even joked we'll set up a care home league, Imagine Cairhill residents having a competition, a league competition. Absolutely amazing to think of that.
Yeah, but that's great for them because, I mean, the last 2 years has been, especially for Cairhill residents up and down the country and beyond, a really tough time, you know, amid the coronavirus pandemic. So this is a fantastic way to get them outside.
The timing almost couldn't be better in the sense that COVID has really restricted people's lives. A lot of people become more isolated, anxious, etc., a bit of depression. And it's really quite sad that COVID brought that additional pressure to them. And now that COVID is almost behind us, we're in a situation where we can have and basically a growth in activity outdoors where people can improve their health and well-being and start to enjoy life again.
I'd like to take the honours. Just about. Feel like a golf commentator nearly.
I feel this should be videoed rather than just audio because the great shots I'm playing.
But even just walking with you, watching you play this, I mean, clearly you talk about well-being and clearly this is just absolutely superb for well-being.
There's simply no pressure. You simply walk up the ball, you whack it and take as few shots as possible to get it in the hole. It can't be simpler than that.
Brilliant. Leap it in. Yes. There we are.
3 pars in a row.
What I love about this course is you've got the local schools on the flags as well. So this hole that we're at is Kirkcaldy High School logo, I believe.
Yep, that's a local secondary school here. Before the pandemic, was schools come up for regular coaching. We also had kids coming from Loch Ellie and Bowerie, additional support needs pupils. But all that had to be pulled to a halt when COVID set in. So we'll be reopening these opportunities again once the schools are ready for us.
Fantastic. And tell me about the timing of this before the 150th Open at St Andrews. I mean, it couldn't have really come at a better time, could it?
There's a lot of perfect storms here in terms of, as I say, the club manufacturer, Active 5 getting on board. In the context of the 150th, there's also an initiative being launched by Scottish Golf. It's a health initiative and it basically involves health referrals out to the members of the community. So a doctor, rather than prescribing tablets, might refer some involvement in social activity, support activity, and we might be on that list, if you like, for people to come along and have a bit of fun. So we'll be on the list, if you like, for referrals to people come and enjoy.
Shall we play one more hole?
One more hole.
So you want to play one more hole anyway while I hold the...
I feel as though the run's got, the par is going to fall soon and break soon, so... One thing I should say in terms of the sales picture aspect of it, if people are interested in coming along, all they need to do is email Dunnacay Park Golf. So it's dpcomgolf@gmail.com and we would pick up your request from there. Simple as that.
That's really, really brilliant. And I mean, the setting here is just marvellous, isn't it? You know, this is like, I know Kirkcaldy is quite, it's probably become a little bit more, you know, enlarged as a town in recent years, but certainly this is like a great escape, you know, from the city or the town or like urban places.
We were really fortunate, if I take you back to the pre-pandemic days, when we needed to think as a golf club, as Dunnacay Park Golf Club, that we needed to improve our junior facilities. And at that point in time, in 2018, say, we had 3 cut holes, just 3 circles of grass cut short in this area, which is essentially a field. And 2 or 3 members put forward the idea we should kind of think of doing something better with the area. And we basically got our heads together, did a bit of brainstorming, and came up with the idea of setting out a layout for a 6-hole course. We had conversations with Fife Golf Trust, who are the owners of this course, and ultimately they designed and built the course for a sum that was supported by Kirkcaldy Area Committee. We got £20,000 from Kirkcaldy Area Committee, and the total cost was £35,000, with contributions from Scottish Golf, ourselves, and Fife Golf Trust. So that got us up and running, if you like, the 219 course, that's what it says in the tin. And from there, we saw the potential linking in Park Golf, because Park Golf, for those that have seen the video, is played over a 6-hole course. This is a 6-hole course. It was a complete no-brainer, you know, kind of everything fell into place relatively quickly. So it was all a case of getting the partners together to make it happen, and that's what I've done.
For anyone who's never played golf before, I mean, would you say this is the perfect starter point for anyone who wants to take it up, even the proper sport, like later on?
Absolutely. I mean, one of our four objectives is to introduce a pathway to golf. That's one of our community objectives, because once one has the bug, if you like, for a swing and hitting a ball, then the next natural step of that for those of the almost the patients, I might say, to go through the technical coaching side, it's certainly a good starting point for everybody.
Fantastic, brilliant stuff. Well, I'll let you play one more hole and I'll commentate the way through as well, just for a bit of light-hearted fun for our listeners.
You're essentially forced me to have four pars in a row. This is getting embarrassing.
Here we go. Oh, that's a good hit. We're looking about around about 75% of the way through, I reckon. 60-70% maybe.
The sport is designed actually for the ball not to hit too far.
Okay.
As well as not going to any great height. So it's a very safe sport from the point of view of not hitting anything.
But does that make getting a par more trickier?
No, not more trickier. It just means it's safer for all concerned, because golf, for the full golfer, if you like, playing an open course, balls can be flying anywhere and everywhere. So you don't have that risk aspect with park golf.
We're just about there, touching distance.
So we're really, really pleased with how things are going. And as I said, Alzheimer's Scotland are a major player in this, because they've already had taster sessions with us.
Yeah.
The feedback's been amazing.
Oh! Just! Only just!
Oh, I'm feeling good.
Just agonising!
I feel as though I should cry.
And we're there!
Thanks so much for the game.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Excellent.
Thank you, Martin.
Perfect, thank you.